This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado have wrapped up their three-day strike, but as CPR's Matt Bloom reports, they still don't have a new contract.
Representatives for Kaiser and the union plan to continue negotiations over wage increases and other issues. Workers want a 7% annual raise after working through the pandemic, and Kaiser says it's put a fair offer on the table. After the strike, workers will go back on the job, and operations and appointments should run as normal. The union says it could plan another strike if a deal isn't reached in the coming weeks. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A judge has ruled that a man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers 2 years ago is competent to stand trial. The 24-year-old defendant faces more than 100 charges, but the trial's been on hold for almost 2 years. According to court documents, the defendant shows signs of schizophrenia. A preliminary hearing is set for November 14th. A memorial service for a parole officer killed in Colorado Springs last week will be held Monday in Pueblo. Department of Corrections officer Christine Guerin Sandoval was killed in a hit and run while serving a warrant near downtown Colorado Springs. A 41-year-old suspect is in custody. The service is set for 11 a.m. Monday at Praise Assembly Church. The Department of Corrections also plans to live stream the ceremony. Well, it's going to be a warmer day across the state. Highs in the 70s for the Front Range, 50s for the Central Mountains. This is CPR News, KRCC.